Okay, so the brother was Khalid Bashir?
Yeah, my brother Khalid Bashir was the first of doctors, what I know, as a Muslim doctor who came to this town. And then whenever someone else comes, he had a good habit that whenever someone else will come, he will be just getting way out of way to welcome him, help him, and to settle.
The tradition of the Ansar, to just help the new person.
Yeah, just to guide him, get a house here.
Settle it.
And, yeah. So that, it was a bit unusual for anyone to be helped so much, because he's a nice man. Other thing is, he actually as well had, he was alone here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why one more came, and slowly it started building. It was a very slow process till 8 years back, 7 or 8 years back.
Okay.
And then in last 8 years, mashallah, everyone came after the masjid was done. So once he came, I think so, prior to him, Brother Mustafa was here a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Since the university opened,
okay,
he was professor in physics. So about masjid, the main attraction of this town for Muslims to come and work in this town is masjid.
Yes.
So Brother Mustafa and Brother Ibrahim Karedu is a brother from Niger. They are the main people about this idea. They went to city maybe I think so 12 or 16 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And the city had problem to retain the professionals in this town. This is a town of loggers and like mainly from the wood industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then a university opened when Brother Mustafa came first. But they were unable to retain any Muslim professionals here. Anyone Muslim will come just in 6 months with a family, he will leave. They went to city and they talked that how important it is to get a masjid in this town, because we don't have a place for worship.
Right.
The city was very good. They had a reason, and that time the mayor probably was a very good person who, one of them, they were able to convince. So city with the councillor, the Brian Skocking is a very nice councillor, and at that time mayor, they approved a piece of land for us. And obviously then there came finances was a problem. The land, we got it on a delayed payment, but still we were unable to construct a mosque there.
Right.
Till I think so 10 years from now, there's a brother who is a heart specialist here. He moved here from another town. May Allah bless him. He said, okay, we're going to make a masjid. So he went around, asked people, and somehow he got 200,000. From here, locally, he went to Vancouver, asked people from Vancouver to help us. Muslims of Vancouver, the British Columbia Muslim Association.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the foundation of the masjid. And after that foundation, he went down to, he made a plan and he went to Vancouver to our bigger association, and requested them that they should help us to give us some loan.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, there was slowly Muslim coming, because the website was created and everything was online. And his wife, Brother Faraz Mansoor, the cardiologist's wife,
yes,
she started doing a Sunday school here. And like all the kids who will come, they'll go to... And Brother Mustafa...
This would be in the house.
It used to be at Immigration and Cultural Center here.
Okay.
So Brother Mustafa is a very well-connected social person. He's a very social person, he and his wife, and they are like volunteer workers in town.
Yes.
So they spoke to Immigration and Cultural Society here, and we got a place where we used to say Taraweeh at that time, in that office at night time. And on Sunday, we'll use their office for Sunday madrasa, Sunday school. And that's how Brother Faraz Mansoor's wife started Sunday school. So they were very dedicated people, mashallah.
So even without the masjid, just having the school was a evidence of for a masjid and programming and a Muslim.
Yeah, and the brother Khalid Bashir, who was welcoming doctor here, as new doctors came, they started making taking turns and doing one salah at a time in one of the houses.
Right.
And we used to say Juma in church, but we slowly started saying Namaz, Salah, one Salah per day into one of houses 2 to 3 years prior the Masjid was built. Once Masjid was built in 2011, we got loan of 2.2 million from BCMA. Sorry, the total project is of 2.2 million. So we got loan from them, I think, for 1.7 million. MashaAllah, the local community is doing very well. By now, we, out of that 2.2 million, we have paid off, and we have only loan of 570,000 left. Every year, we only go during Ramadan and ask for donation. MashaAllah, only 1 month, but we go door to door.
Yes.
For last 2 years, I think there was 160,000 last year. The year prior to that was 130,000 in 1 month.
And we fundraised.
Have fundraising done in every year to pay off loan and for the running cost of masjid. MashaAllah, this year, last night was 27th of Ramadan.
Yes.
By last night, I think so, we had $109,000 already done, raised during this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the best community I have ever lived. I've worked in 4 continents. I was born and studied medicine in Pakistan. I'm out of Pakistan for the last 25 years.
Yes.
Worked in Africa, South Africa, Dubai, five and a half years in UK. And I'm here now 8 years. But I love this town more than where I was born. And the best place I've ever lived, Alhamdulillah, the best friends I can get in the community. Even my patients are the best ones. So I tell all my friends, we talk about it, and Alhamdulillah, we are very blessed. Alhamdulillah, Masjid has been the main pivot where we all gather together, mashallah.
Yes.
May Allah always bless our community. We always stay together the way we are. Our kids, only they mix with each other. They don't need to go out and hang around with anyone else. All the community has same. They go to the same school, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And in every class, they have 2 or 3 friends. They don't need to go around. And everyone's home teachings are the same. So I feel secure if my child is sitting in another house and for a few hours. And the ladies, the problem now is that no one else, now the main thing is our masjid is far away, 10, 12 kilometers from our houses.
Yes.
And whosoever comes in town, because of that such nice environment, mashallah, may Allah always bless us, our community. No one wants to live near to the masjid. Everyone wants to go and live near the community because everyone is helpful. And the females, everyone pick and drop for kids' school. If someone is not well, they'll make food for the family. So, mashallah, if someone has gone, like if a lady has to go somewhere, her family is the food, at least the sisters will do food and there will be no problem.
Right.
So you don't have this. There's no halal restaurant in town. So, just always, whenever someone goes, other families will help, mashallah.
So what do you do for halal food? That's just another question.
We get, mashallah, recently now Walmart has started and Superstore, the brothers have been working there. They have talked to them and we are getting chicken there. The meat for goat, we have contacted a local farmer. And we go to a local, we slaughter there and go to local butchery. From time to time, because chicken to pick up from the local places is quite expensive. So we will, this whole thing has started in the last couple of years, but prior to that we will always get our meat from Vancouver. So it will come frozen, we'll phone there, then it will come on a clocks, that's a frozen food products delivery.
Okay.
They will then see all the sisters, they will join together, phone each other, I'm ordering some meat. Because the more you order, the cheaper it is.
Yes, sure.
The freight is cheaper.
Right, right.
So they'll phone each other, they'll phone the meat shop there, that's in Surrey, in Vancouver, Gulberg meat shop. So from there, that person has his own interest, he gets a bigger bulk order. They'll make it, they'll freeze it, and then they'll call the courier company.
Right.
The courier company will drop at one of our house. You've seen all of us, we live very, very close
sure.
by. And so everyone, once the meat arrives, they text each other, they go and pick up. Everyone comes and picks up, and they split the cost
right.
as per whatever they've ordered. So it's, mashallah, it's, everyone is working very well with each other. And hopefully it stays like that way. A lot less.
Actually, I've been recording this, and this actually is good enough to put on the website if it's okay with you.
Yeah, no, alhamdulillah.
So,
may Allah bless everyone in the communities without having people having differences.
Yes.
And people living happily and tolerating each other's views and
okay.
having educated about Islam and not trusting people or their religious leaders blindfolded.
Yes.
And like, mashallah. Even before the imam was here, 4 years we had no imam, and we used to do everything in masjid. Our kids used to...
While it was still being built?
No. After,
or this was after it was built?
After it was built. We didn't have enough initially money. We were paying off the loan to afford an imam salary.
Okay.
So it's slowly like... And mashallah, at the moment, we have... last night you were hearing, we have one Hafiz, local child.
Yes.
Who online he became a Hafiz.
Online?
Online,
okay.
Yeah, the one who was, there's another one who...
He led Tarawih, actually, some
yeah,
part of it,
yeah.
I think.
The other one is 17th Safara he has done. Every, almost every kid in the community, every kid in the community has done one or two Safaras. All
memorized.
Memorized.
Yeah.
I've been blessed with four boys and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My three boys have done... like all the Saparas, one or two Saparas, Hafid, and third one, fourth one is now trying, mashallah. So everyone, this is compulsory that everyone has to do one or two Saparas. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they do it online.
So
because we live so far from Masjid, so everyone has back home, like in Pakistan or...
You have some connection, something.
No, like they that's always also the job of sisters. They will, like obviously, you have to pay those guys. But mashallah, they come online. Once child is back from home at 3 o'clock, everyone has to go online and study half an hour with her. These kids, the one who had become Hafiz, mashallah, he became in last 4 years. Yeah,
Hafiz. Mm-hmm. 4 years.
Yeah. So, the parents, like alhamdulillah, it's a good place
okay.
to live.
If we can close with just maybe 2 points. As I understand it, this is the only masjid in 600 miles of in northern BC, and that's what the imam had suggested, like somewhere in that number. So do you have people coming from far away for Jummah and from other smaller towns? Do you
from
find that?
Eid, there is, like, Muslims have been everywhere. There is a town from here, Mackenzie, further from here, which is 190 kilometers from there. There's a brother who has been there for 30 years there. He has raised his two kids there. They will come on Eid and some Jummas. And he has moved and he got recently, mashallah, a few years back, he got his second time marriage in Texas. So he's moved to Texas. But he'll come during winter or once or twice a year. And he has always been coming. Even when there was no masjid and we used to... say Jummah in church, he used to come. whenever, like every second or third week, and he used to come and see. His kids sometimes comes now. The brothers from Bosnia who live in Kunal, they come. Kunal is on the other side, and it is, I think, so around about as well 160-170 kilometers. So those are the areas which were. Yesterday, even on Juma, we met a new brother from Pakistan who has been in Canada, in Ontario, Oakville. Mm. He was there for 40 years.
Yes.
And only a year back, he has moved to Canal, and he just last week he came to know there's a masjid. So yesterday I met him, first time, mashallah, he came from Canal, 160 kilometers with his son, to come and there. Yeah, he was saying that he was so happy to be in community, that he is planning, maybe he'll move from Canal to Prince George.
Wow.
And he'll just go to work from here and keep his family here, because he just feels that this is a way better place to raise his kids and family.
So maybe this is the closing point, that this is the biggest surprise I've had in this 30 Canadian masjids that I'm trying to do in 30 days. I had some idea that there is now, alhamdulillah, a masjid and Islamic center, but I didn't find the quality of the community here. And I can imagine more Muslims are going to come. It can only improve. So what might you tell the people who are considering coming here? Who
best
do you expect
place,
will come?
Best place to come. The job opportunities, mashallah. I'm sure as compared to bigger towns, it's not saturated. People can get job here. Cheaper to live, mashallah. I don't know where it comes that it is not a very safe city, but alhamdulillah, I'm here 8 years, never had any problem.
Yeah.
And like, it all depends, like the community, what we have built, is a very educated community.
Yes.
Mashallah, like, at least 18 or 20 of our out of 30 families are doctors here who participate actively in the community, looking after people's health.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them, like brothers, are very educated, and mashallah, they have that tolerance of different opinion.
Yes.
So it's not like other places where Muslims where have lots of problems,
right?
Life, with
yeah.
Differences. No, not in our town, mashallah.
Yeah. So that's.
Yeah, you can see that all Ramadan we have on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we have in Masjid Iftar, and it is from Masjid open for everyone, and people will come and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is, like people will make food at home, even the people will be fasting. That's such a long day of fasting. 2-3 families will make food for everyone.
Yes.
In the community, mashallah, 150-200 people so it's a big
last night,
and
yeah.
It's not from restaurant, it's homemade food.
Homemade food, yeah.
So everyone takes turns, so mashallah, everyone is involved, yeah.
So we have maybe 60-70 families.
Mm.
Somewhere in there?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I won't be, but I think so. Yesterday, mashallah, our Jamatul Wida was there. So our hall was full, and it has 160 people capacity.
Yeah.
200.
Yeah.
So I think so. There were 200 people, mashallah, including more, even more than that. And obviously there are always a few people who don't come to masjid.
So I think that's a good little peek into Prince George, the Prince George Muslim community. We've been speaking with Brother
Iftikhar,
who is a doctor here in town, among a number of doctors. It is the morning of day 28 of Ramadan 2016, and I'm about to board the bus off to Vancouver. I've had a very pleasantly surprising visit, learning about the Muslim community here, and inshallah, we'll continue. So this is Himi Syed of 30 Masjids at 30masjids.ca, thanking Brother Iftikhar, Dr. Iftikhar, for his hospitality and information and just friendship. So thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.